The Definitive Guide to the Game of Thrones Family Tree by Megan McCluskey. Warning, this post contains spoilers for Game of Thrones. Thanks to the deaths of hundreds of characters, the Game of Thrones family tree has been significantly whittled down over the course of the show's 7 seasons. But for Game of Thrones fans getting ready to head into the series' 8th and final season on April 14th, it's important to understand the relationships that currently exist. Or existed in the past, but still bear significance, between the Seven Kingdoms' power players. At this point, most viewers have at least a decent grasp of how the members of Westeros' major houses, Lannister, Targaryen, Baratheon, Stark, Tyrell, are related to each other. This understanding should, of course, include the truth about Jon Snow's parents that was confirmed in the Season 7 finale, i.e., Jon is the legitimate son of Lyanna Stark and Rhaegar Targaryen, not the bastard of Ned Stark and a lowborn woman, as he was raised to believe. So in addition to the traditional Game of Thrones family tree above, we've created a definitive guide to how main characters such as Jon Snow, Daenerys Targaryen, and Tyrion Lannister, as well as secondary characters like Melisandre, Gendry, and the Hound, have interacted with each other since Season 1. Time's Game of Thrones family tree is organized by 5 different categories: allied, seduced, consummated relationship, rebelled, killed and fought, one-on-one combat with a definitive outcome that was not death. Obviously, not every character on the tree is still living, but we've included some of the deceased simply to set the Season 8 scene within the broader framework of Game of Thrones' history. See Time's Game of Thrones family tree in the print version of this article.